Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Super Bowl winning quarterback Brad Johnson. As you know, on the Q&A show, we kind of flip it around. For those of you who tune into the Man Up podcast, you know I'm usually asking the guest all of the questions, typically. But here on the Q&A with Koloff, we flip it around. So, Brad, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you, Nikita. Appreciate you having me on the show again. Thank you, man.
Yeah, great to have you with. And we did, I know the fans, the followers will enjoy your interview that we did on the Man Up show, and appreciate you coming on the Q&A. And so here it is. I know we're just kind of, you know, this is spontaneous. You know, you didn't submit any questions, and I don't even know what you might ask. But so I'm on the spot now. I'm on the hook. So, but
yeah,
fire away with a question. Throw a question at me. Let's have a conversation.
Our quick background. So, Nikita, we have a golf tournament up in Asheville, North Carolina, called the Evelyn Tournament for Evelyn Foundation.
Yep.
And you've been one of my guests for over 20 years.
Yes, sir.
20 years. We probably played the first 6 years. And I always thought your name, your real name was Nikita Koloff. I thought you were Russian. But as it went on, I realized that wasn't your real name.
Right.
It is now, maybe by trade. You know what I mean?
Right.
How did you get the name? How did Nikita Koloff come into play? And then how did you learn to speak Russian?
Okay, great questions. And yeah, so my birth name is not Nikita Koloff. many, and you're not the first, and you won't be the last, believe it or not, even with the internet and everything else, and my life story in a book. I wrote a book called Tale of the Ring of Redemption. In fact, I just did an updated version of that, added more chapters, more pictures. For all of our listeners out there, go to koloff.net. You can order that book. But and so I tell the story that Sergeant Slaughter and Don Kernodle. Right. Don Kernodle was Ivan Koloff's tag team partner. They were the world tag team champions for the NWA. But Sergeant Slaughter and Don Kernodle came up with the whole idea of a nephew for Ivan Koloff. How I came into the picture was Don approached a wrestler named Road Warrior Animal, interesting background on that. I recruited Animal out of high school, Irondale High School in New Brighton, Minnesota, to play college football with me. He was a standout in high school, and I was part of the recruiting team, and we became best of friends. And later on, the tables are flipped, and he calls me to recruit me into professional wrestling. And Don Kernodle asked him this question. He said, Animal, do you know any big guys who wouldn't mind shaving their head and becoming a Russian?
That
was the question. And he goes, I know the guy right now. So I show up in Charlotte, North Carolina, Jim Crockett Promotions, the day that Jim Crockett said to be there. And he introduces me to Ivan and Don. Apparently, I had the look they were looking for. And that day, Nikita Koloff was born in the hallways of Charlotte, North Carolina. And then to your point, I legally changed my name. So yes, I really am. When people say, is that your real name? I can honestly say yes. Now, some are smart enough to go, but was that your birth name? I go, well, that's a different question. And so that's how Nikita Koloff was born. And then to really get the character over, Brad, I was like, all right, how do I get this over? Because part of the story was I was right off the boat. You don't speak any English, so that part was easy. I didn't have to talk. I didn't have to talk to anybody, you know. And I just had to look mean act mean in the ring and look mean on interviews. And so Crockett said, always have your shirt off and put that chain around your neck. I'm like, all right. So. You know, apparently, you know, all these years later, just like you and many others thought I really was. In fact, I had guys in the business who at first believed I was from Russia because they didn't know any different. a guy named Johnny B. Bad, his name's Mark right. Merrill. He told me one time at an autograph signing, he goes, man, when I first came to the Carolinas, he goes, we're in the dressing room and you're talking with that accent. And first of all, you scared the bejeebers out of me. I mean, he goes, I'm in the business. So I'm scared of you. And he goes, but secondly, you're talking with that accent in the dressing room. I lean over to some of the guys and go, does he know we're like smart to the business? you know. So
yep.
I made a decision. If I'm going to get this character over, I've got to learn a few Russian words, you know, dva, yeah, like adin dva tre shatre fiat she sam. So I can count to 10 in Russian. I can say, you know, hello, goodbye, good night, uncle, yeah. And then I thought, well, I need a few phrases that sound Russian to throw off the right. stupid Americans, you know. And so I took about 6 months, like for real, Brad, 6 months where I didn't talk to anybody outside of the car I drove in or the place I was living in and very little in the dressing rooms to develop that accent, develop that character. And apparently I did a halfway decent job because many people like yourself believed I really was from right. there. So, right. yeah.
You played it well. You've done awesome with it. It's been great to know. I've known the story. I've heard you tell it a few times, and I love hearing it and how you kind of made your journey, you know. And I think one of the coolest things for me, I'd like to, you know, like, what are your passions now? As you know, obviously you got your podcast, and what are your passions now as you, you know, obviously moved on from wrestling and use the name, but what makes you tick every day?
Yeah, no, great question. And I know, you know, when you and I talked, I kind of closed the Man Up show with our interview together, asking, you know, how do you want people to remember Brad Johnson? And I could relate to your answer. So those who have not yet heard his podcast, my interview with Brad, go to the Man Up podcast and please listen. It's one of the best ones I've done. But I could really kind of resonated with me in that, you know, I wake up each and every day hoping to in some way make a positive impact on people's lives. And like even through social media, like, you know, I got, you know, I don't have a ton of followers, but I got a lot of followers on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc. And I try to every day just put a little positive little note out there with a few comments about the positive note. And I do get a lot of right. feedback from people that say, man, I needed to hear that today. Hey, thank you for, yep. like, there was one the other day I was reading it. It's like, who would have thought all these years later, the guy I feared the most in professional wrestling, Nikita Koloff, is now one of my inspirational coaches, you know, from right. social
right.
media,
right?
right? And right. so certainly that's part of the drive that you know, makes me tick, as you said, every day or going. And then for those most know, I mean, you know, ministry is my number one passion at this point, and, right. and just sharing the gospel, you know, traveling, whether it's doing crusades, revivals, Man Up conferences. Lex Luger and I do a camp together. You know, they'll hear all right. about your camp experience on the Man Up show. And I'll just say for those who listen to the Q&A, Lex and I do a camp called Man Camp, you know, where we just bring small groups yeah. of men into Georgia and equip them to be more godly men, godly husbands, godly fathers. And so I'm driven first and foremost really to get that message out there of how Jesus changed my life personally. And wrestling right. is a lot of times a platform to do that because, you know, wrestling has an appeal all over the world. So people right. from churches from all over the world will bring me in to share, either share my story or share the good news. So,
right. And no, it's been awesome to get to know you over the years and it shows the way you carry yourself and the impact that you make on people immediately. And it is awesome. And it's so funny. One of my best friends, he actually has a barbecue restaurant down in Atlanta. And actually, Lex came in there the other day, was in the car.
Okay.
And they ordered barbecue and stuff. But he had a Bible right next to him the whole
yep.
time.
Yep.
That's all my friend bragged about. Was just, it's something that wasn't really just thrown on people. It's just something that's shared. And you've always done that, whether we're playing on the golf course or have a great little message or just a little impact that you do, the nuggets has been very impactful and inspiring for me as just a friend of yours, you know.
So I appreciate it.
Thankful for our friendship.
No, I appreciate it, Brad. Hey, you mentioned, I got to say this, you mentioned it. I don't know if this would come up or not, but you mentioned the golf tournaments and stuff a few times, and you may remember mentioning this to me or whatever, but I still get a kick out of this, and I tell this story about you sometimes when it comes up in the right situation. But you mentioned, you know, playing together a number of times, and I remember when you got two boys, Max and
Max and Jake.
That's what I thought. Max and Jake. And when they were little, I remember you telling me the story, if I have it right, if I have it accurately, about how how every year, like, your boys are like, Dad, is Nikita Koloff going to be at the tournament again this year? And you're like,
oh yeah.
You're like, what? What's the big deal? Like, Dad, he was a world champion wrestler. You're like, hello, Super Bowl, hello, ring on my finger.
Right.
You're like, what am I, chopped liver, right?
No doubt.
They you ever tell me that story?
They think I'm just, yeah. Oh, I do.
Well,
they always ask if we won. I don't know if we ever won, but I always said well, my swing, and Nikita's a great putter. I will say that. He can read the putt for us. But I said, with our golf game, I don't think we're ever really going to win, but we had a great day. I can tell him that for sure.
Yeah. Well, you be sure you tell him next time. Say, hey, Nikita said thank you for being a Nikita fan. Hey, but we did win the tournament one year.
We did. We brought in some ringers. We had
exactly
Darren Holmes, and we brought in Casey Weldon, and they were. And you and I made a couple putts along the way. We did get some nice plaques, and I still tap it like. Play like a champion today. I said, at least I was a champion one time.
So that's
we had
right
to ring in the ringers for sure.
I was just thrilled to be able to contribute something to the team. You know, I just love going out. And of course, I the reason I came, you know, up there for 20 plus years is one to support you, support Eblen, but you know, just all the great work that they've done over the years, and of course, right, developing a friendship with you has been amazing. One more question. Do you have one last question you'd like to fire away?
Nikita, what's next?
Who?
You've been a world champion. You're a podcast guy. What's next? I mean, I'm amazed by your story, the impact on you have, and I know you got many, many more years. Like, what's next for you, even with these podcasts?
Man, that's a great. So part of my goal, and I'm here sitting in his studio with my main man Robbie, who helps me get the word out on these podcasts, and it's a weekly radio show too on Truth Radio Network up and down the East Coast. But Stu Epperson, as we had talked, and even as I've talked with Robbie, we have some pretty aggressive goals with the radio show and the podcast, where, you know, as we build more sponsors and advertisers, we want to syndicate the radio show and get it on. Our goal is maybe 200-300 stations around America is one goal. Presently, we're somewhere between 30 and 40 countries that the show has been downloaded in less than a year so far. Again, very aggressive goals of I want to see this show, this message get out, your story and many others get out to over 100 countries. And
it can do it.
And here's the thing about that, Brad. And really, I appreciate the question because like many things in my life, okay, like let's go back to wrestling. I wasn't looking to become a pro wrestler, as they say here in the South, a pro wrestler. Right?
Right.
You
right.
Won them, you right. Do that wrestling, don't you? I go, apparently I do.
Right.
how do you spell that? Anyway, but wrestling, a door of opportunity opened up for wrestling, and I took advantage of it. I never in a million years thought I'd be an evangelist, a minister, a missionary, out preaching about Jesus. But 11 months after I left wrestling, 17 October 1993, I find myself at an altar, and I was altered that day. My life was changed forever, and little did I know it would take me now. I've personally traveled to a total of 30 different countries, and so to answer your question, I'm not done yet. I'm not done traveling.
Not done yet.
No,
not
in fact, yet. In fact, last year I was supposed to go to 8 different countries in 2020. 8 different countries, several of which I had never been to before, and so I'll do more traveling and sharing the good news, and some of it will be on a personal side, but I just want to make a worldwide just a worldwide impact and utilize my platform and my voice for the kingdom.
And you are. I got one more quick question.
Yeah.
Who made the biggest impact on your life? Do you think, whether it's wrestling or got you into something or Who do you think was your mentor?
Man, you know what? I can actually answer that relatively quickly. So I'm going to say this: Bill Burke, Jerry McFarlane.
Right.
Okay. Bill Burke, Jerry McFarlane. Right. My dad, for some who know my story, and again, if you don't know the whole story, go get Nikita Tale of the Ring of Redemption. But my dad left when I was three, so I had no real male mentorship growing up until seventh grade when I met my first football coach, Bill Burke. And he kind of knew my story. I mean, I was a welfare kid, Brad. I mean, I came out of the projects, the ghettos of Minneapolis, and so really had no money. But man, he'd take me to the sporting goods store and buy me equipment and stuff. And he just embraced me and took me under his wing. And then simultaneously, I picked up this magazine called Iron Man. It was a bodybuilding magazine. And I was in.
I remember that. Yep.
Yeah. And I was like, I was enamored by the. I'm like, oh, and I got a vision. I thought one day I'm going to look like one of those guys.
Right.
And 2 years later, I meet this guy named Jerry McFarlane, a good Scottish name. And Jerry was the health teacher in junior high school, but he was also a professional bodybuilder.
Right.
So he took me under his wing and began to teach me about nutrition, exercise, weightlifting, eating, all that kind of stuff. They were the first two guys, and probably like yourself, there's a number of other coaches. I mean, Ross Forchi, Dave Skrine, Irv Nerdahl, John Richmond. There's a number of other football coaches that were instrumental through high school and college that also impacted my life. So
that's awesome. That's what you want to be as a coach. You don't remember all the wins and losses, but you do remember the people that impacted you, and that's what you want to do as a coach or a mentor, and for you to give it back to them and praise them is pretty cool.
For real. So great questions, and thanks so much for being on Q&A with Koloff and again on the Mana podcast as well, and look forward to our paths crossing here sooner than later, Brad.
That's right. Awesome. I appreciate it, Tita. Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed day, okay?
You too, buddy.
All
thank
right.
you, man.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
This is the Truth Network.